Unlike the night before, Cole had no trouble falling asleep. He slept hard, waking only to shift positions on the rocky ground. With first light, Edwin again woke him by shaking his shoulder.
"It's time to go to the water again," he whispered.
Cole rolled away from Edwin's hand.
"Can't we skip just one day?" he groaned.
Edwin shook his shoulder again.
"Not until your anger skips a day."
"Why doesn't Garvey join us?"
Cole argued.
"Maybe he's not angry."
"Does that mean you're angry if you're going?"
"It means I'm going to get angry if you don't get your butt up."
Grumbling, Cole crawled stiffly from his warm sleeping bag. This morning his hip and arm hurt so badly he almost cried out. It felt as if cement had hardened in his joints. Cole looked out into the gathering light and the steady drizzle. The last time he saw this kind of steady drizzle, he had been fighting for his life. Now he was going swimming in a freezing pond. He couldn't believe this was real. As Cole stepped from the tent, Edwin handed him a rain jacket. Without speaking, the two left camp and hiked to the stream in the shadowy dawn. From there, they once again entered the water and waded up the edge of the stream until they reached the pond. Edwin crawled under a large spruce tree and stripped off his clothes.
"Place your clothes near the trunk to keep them dry," he said.
"They would stay drier if I left them on and stayed out of the water," said Cole as he began undressing.
Soon, he and Edwin sat together on the rocky ledge. Edwin made no effort to speak.
"How long do we sit here?" Cole asked impatiently.
"Until your mind is clear and you have a choice between anger and happiness."
"I'm not mad today," said Cole. "My head's clear, and I feel like I have a choice right now."
"Then sit here until you're numb," Edwin said, his voice edgy. "Each time it gets easier. Someday you'll want to get up and come here."
"That'll be the day," Cole grumped, shivering. He felt his skin growing numb and his breath cooling.
Finally, Edwin stood, as if some invisible timer had gone off in his head. Without rushing, he returned to shore. Cole followed gladly.
"I can't wait to get back and start a big bonfire," he said as they toweled off.
"This morning you'll take time to meet your ancestors first,"
Edwin said in a matter-of-fact voice.
"Do what?"
Edwin didn't answer. He finished dressing, then walked toward the rocky slope beside the pond. As he angled along the bottom, he searched the ground. Suddenly, he stooped over and picked up a round rock the size of a bowling ball. He ran his fingers fondly across the rough surface, as if he had touched the rock before.